Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this program on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. We're here every weekday, weekday would be Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday with this news current events show called Today's Issues. And then on Fridays, we have just a little bit of fun with the Trivia Friday show that's coming up this Friday. Tim, Fred, Ray. We are hosting the program today, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl comes in.
Good morning,
Brother Steve.
Hi.
Any update that you know of about the hurricane ravaging?
It's just hitting right now, so okay. There's no data out as far as damage or anything.
It's coming right over Jamaica.
Right over Jamaica, still a Cat 5. They're expecting devastation. It's
no
a
other way
country.
To the,
there's right. just they don't have the infrastructure to withstand this, and. There are some cameras that are up showing live shots, but this one's a monster.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. Of course, we're all familiar with hurricanes this time of year, right? Because from August to November is hurricane season. But this eye wall that they're showing on the Weather Channel and CNN's Fox News, this eye wall of this hurricane, I've never seen anything so it's a complete, it's a perfect circle, which means it's
very fast.
And very strong.
Very strong.
Yeah. Very strong. 185 mile per hour winds.
Going right over, starting to go right over Jamaica right now.
Yep.
And Jamaica's, I've never been there, but I know many people who have. It's mountainous too, right? So you're talking about the rain. If you get 20 inches of rain, for example, you could get
mudslides.
Basically a 100 mile wide tornado.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and worse in the sense that it's sustained winds.
Right.
Sustained 150, 170 mile an hour winds for an hour
surge,
or whatever.
Storm surge.
Storm surge. Yeah, it's going to change Jamaica for a long, long time, sadly, unfortunately. But I know Americans will be there to help, especially American Christians will be there to help.
Yes. Samaritan's Purse.
Yes.
We'll be there for sure.
Well, now they're saying winds up to 185.
Yeah.
Right now, 185. I don't know any house or building that could take 185 mile an hour sustained winds without it doing. So they'll be leveled.
Yeah.
In Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be leveled. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Steve, what's our first story?
Did y'all feel the earth shake beneath your feet here the last day or two?
I feel the earth shake under my. I think that was a.
Carole King.
Carole King, okay.
Uh-huh. The Democrats, the left is about, I think, is about to lose
Earth move.
One of their major talking points.
Oh, this is sad.
One of their pet projects is going away, I think. Bill Gates is headed towards COP30, climate.
He's headed toward conference. What? Is that a town?
It's a climate conference. Climate conference.
Oh, he's going to a climate conference.
Okay. It's going to be in Brazil. It's going to be the November 10th to 21st.
Is he ever flying there in his private jet?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter anymore.
And Fred beat us to that one. We all were ready to go with that one. Go ahead.
I'll tell you why. This is what he writes. Some things I want everybody to know at COP30.
Is this you talking or him
no,
talking?
No, I'm now quoting Bill Gates. This is a column that he wrote. Quote, there's a doomsday view of climate change that goes like this. In a few decades, cataclysmic climate change will decimate civilization. The evidence is all around us. Just look at the heat waves, the storms caused by rising global temperatures. Nothing matters more than limiting the rise in temperature. He continues, fortunately for all of us, this view is wrong. Although climate change will have serious consequences, particularly for people in the poorest countries, it will not lead to humanity's demise. People will be able to live and thrive in most places on Earth for the foreseeable future.
Can I paraphrase? We've been lying to you for years.
Yes.
Is this a change of position for him?
Yeah, it is.
It's a toning down. at the very least.
Right, because the reality is that they've overstated the effects of, quote, climate change.
Absolutely.
Now, that's he has going. Been for some very, very destructive policies. Basically, one of his positions is there need to be fewer people yep. on the earth. And it used to be that...
Again, I don't know what exactly his record is on statements about climate change. I mean, some of these climate change / global warming people are just... crazy. They issue all these, you know, the oceans are going to rise 10 inches next year. Remember Al Gore?
Oh, yeah.
Polar caps are going to melt in 5 years and all that kind of stupidity.
Yeah. Yeah. Every 10 years since, it's been 5 years hence.
Listen, I would say if we have climate change, by the way, they changed from global warming to climate change because global warming wasn't happening exactly everywhere.
It was global cooling in the 70s.
Yeah, so they had to go with climate change, which it's you can't miss with climate change because guess what? The climate's always going to change. But this idea that, carbon...
They call it carbon pollution. I call it plant food.
And basically they want to say it's coming from America or North America.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a way to control the American economy. That's what they want to do.
Sure.
That's what these folks want to do. They're socialistic, communist in nature. That is most of these green folks. And so that's what their agenda, if you want to know what is their agenda. Because notice they don't put a lot of pressure on China or India, which are the two leading polluters in America, in the world. It's always, what is the U.S. or Western Europe or Canada going to do? All right, go ahead.
All right. There's a group out there on the left. I want to ask you guys a question. This is a group called Welcome, and it has put out a report that says that the Democrat Party is out of touch with most voters. They have badly weakened their party with left-leaning ideas and rhetoric.
This is from a left-wing group. Wow.
Growing only with self-described white liberals while losing ground with other voters, according to a new center-left group that was first shared with us. I'm finding this on semaphore.com is where this report is. 70% of voters think the Democrat Party is out of touch, and most voters found... they believe that the party over-prioritizes issues like protecting the rights of LGBTQ individuals and fighting climate change, while the Democrats don't care enough about securing the border or lowering the rate of crime. The report urges party members to abandon some of the progressive language that issues have been using since 2012 and recommends nominating more candidates willing to vote with Republicans on conservative immigration and crime bills. Do you think they'll be able to listen?
Fred?
Well, what I see in that they analyzed the 2024 election and they found that what Donald Trump stood for during the election were the big issues that the people were concerned about. I mean, how could the Democratic Party continue to argue what Joe Biden did on our southern border, at least 15 million people storming into this country?
Right.
And how can you defend that now, especially with the reporting on the crimes committed by many of these people? And there have been some very high profile cases that this group of Democrats apparently is saying, if we want to win elections in the future, we have got to move the political needle back at least towards the center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think for the Democrats, this government shutdown is going to backfire on them. What is it? The biggest government employee union now is telling the Democrats, you got to end this now.
Shutdown, yeah.
These are people who vote Democrat, these union members. They're saying, you got to stop this now. The Republicans are starting to look really good in this. The Republicans are the ones voting to end the shutdown. The Democrats are voting to keep the shutdown going. And the Republicans are winning on the argument about subsidies for Obamacare, especially going to illegal immigrants. They're winning on this. Yeah. So I think we're at that point where the Democrats are going to start hurting themselves on this. And then you've got, of course, the Democrat in New York City, Mamdani.
Yeah. The question is, and this, you're citing an article about a liberal group criticizing its own movement or party, that is the Democrat Party. And I would say they're absolutely right. Yeah. Now, whether they can change course, I don't know, because the energy in the Democratic Party seems to be with the far left.
Yeah.
And not with the traditional Democrats. We'll see. There's an infighting going on there.
There have been other voices. Bill Maher is one of those sensible Democrats who's been saying kind of the same thing. But
I'm not
right.
one for telling your enemy where they're going wrong either. just let them flounder.
I don't know, Ray. It seems to me like they have wed themselves, welded themselves to the extreme left with Mondami and AOC and everything, and I don't know how they can extricate themselves from
that. When is that New York mayoral race?
Oh, it's a week from today.
Okay.
Yep.
So we'll know then.
And he's still the huge favorite to win, right?
Well, Mondami? There's a new poll, Suffolk University poll, that's out this morning. We were talking about this a little earlier, and the gap has closed dramatically in the last month. There's now only 10 points between Cuomo and Mamdani. It was 20 a month ago. So maybe New Yorkers are starting to...
Well, you had Eric Adams drop out.
Yes.
The current mayor. He dropped out.
And endorsed
the
Cuomo.
The three-person race.
Republican...
Go ahead.
If the Republican, Curtis Sliwa, if he dropped out...
Yeah.
Because there's no chance. There's no chance in the current situation the Republican's going to win the mayor. They... become mayor of New York City. If he dropped out, then it could be a barn burner, right?
It could be.
You know, the state of the Democrat Party when Mario Cuomo is considered the moderate to try to save New York City from...
Andrew.
Andrew.
I did the same thing.
His brother's the...
Dad.
Oh, okay.
When any Cuomo is considered the moderate,
I know,
your party's
right?
gone way too far.
I know, right? So anyway, all right, next story.
All right. The House Oversight Committee is chaired by a Kentucky Republican named James Comer, and he has sent a letter to the Department of Justice demanding a comprehensive investigation into former President Joe Biden's auto pen use. It was a 100-page report. And it specifically wants to know whether his inner circle covered up signs of mental decline in the ex-president, and if that alleged cover-up extends to the executive actions signed via AutoPen without Biden's full awareness. In the absence of sufficient contemporaneous documentation indicating that cognitively deteriorating President Biden himself made a given executive decision, such decisions do not carry the force of law and should be considered void.
I don't know how you do that. Practically speaking, legally speaking, I don't know how you do that. That may be a little bit of just pointing out how bad it was in the Biden administration. What we're talking about here is basically, the accusation is that Joe Biden, while president, didn't know what was going on a day-to-day basis. And so anything that was like an executive order that's supposed to come from the president that he signs, that was not done with Joe Biden knowing fully what was going on. That was used an auto pen meaning just his signature. It's like what some people use as a rubber stamp.
It's a mechanical device that holds a pen and actually
traces
a signature.
So trace. Well, there you go. So I don't know whether they'll be able to get anywhere with that. What would that mean? I mean, how many?
Well,
do you make null and void the executive orders that he signed, Fred?
That is the contention of the Republicans that issued this report.
Who would decide this? Like the courts?
Because it would not be valid. If by signing something, you're saying, I, the signee, agree with this. If you didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And so that's the pardons. Remember all the pardons that he issued?
Yeah.
The commutation.
Yeah.
All of those.
Including Hunter Biden.
Including Hunter Biden.
His whole family.
That's right.
Yeah. His whole family. He pardoned, preemptively pardoned them. And Anthony Fauci and.
Yes.
I don't know who else he pardoned.
Haven't heard from Fauci lately.
Now, where'd he go?
I don't know. It's amazing. Some of these people, Alejandro Mayorkas, remember that Homeland Secretary?
Oh, man.
Haven't heard from him. Even CNN doesn't interview him anymore.
He was awful.
Oh,
just man. Awful. Huh?
What a bunch. What a bunch.
That whole Corinne Jean-Pierre now, Ray, she's out there doing a book tour interviews. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. And she supposedly is saying, crying foul ball about what happened when they got rid of Joe Biden and put in Kamala, right? She's not happy.
Yeah, what is that about? I mean, is she saying?
I still feel like I've said this all along, Tim, said this on there a few times. I don't feel like a real accounting has ever been given about what happened over that weekend, right?
Uh-huh.
Where Joe Biden he's running for re-election going into the weekend and coming out of the weekend, suddenly he's off and suddenly we've got
You mean after the debate with Trump where he was staring off into space?
Yeah, but I'm still asking what happened in the weekend. I don't think any real accounting's ever been given about how did they.
You mean the weekend subsequent to that when he dropped out?
That's right. That's right.
There's a new book out by Kamala as well, and there's been some reporting using some very that Obama called
Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi with some foul language, wondering what in the world did you just do? Basically.
Yeah,
saw that. Yeah.
Supposedly, what Obama was upset was Nancy Pelosi endorsing Kamala Harris too early because Obama knew that Kamala Harris was likely to lose to Donald Trump. That's what that was about.
Well, who did he want to run against Trump?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He wanted a primary, at least, a discussion.
Yeah, of some kind
discussion.
Of primary.
Yeah.
Yeah, some kind of primary where, I don't know, Gavin Newsom or Whitmer or Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, somebody else besides Kamala. I think pretty well everybody knew that Kamala Harris was a disaster as vice president. I mean, she did a few issues when she first got into office, and then after that they just parked her in the basement to try to keep her away from the public because she was not a good spokesperson for the administration. Remember that, all the cackling and all word salads and
she
all
says
this.
She's not done.
Where the not to revisit history too much. Yeah, I know, but she is. But I had to tell her that. But what that is a lesson. If the Democrats could ever learn a life lesson, which I hope they don't, because I want them to continue to lose.
Yeah,
but. Where the Democrats made their mistake, well, they made it twofold. Number one, they selected a guy who was cognitively in decline when he was elected.
Yeah.
Joe Biden. So it only got worse after he went into the White House. The second thing they did was they got a DEI hire as their vice president. So they selected Kamala Harris because she was a woman of color. That was the first criteria she needed to meet. And then after that, what is her ideology, I guess, or they would both be. In other words, they didn't take the most qualified candidate, whether it be a white male or a white woman or maybe a black man or a black woman.
What are you saying, Tim? They didn't send their best people?
No, I know. They selected Kamala Harris because she was a woman of color. And when you do a DEI hire, and you don't
get this is what you get.
This is what you get. You get a person who's incompetent sometimes. And that's what happened to the Democrats right there. And they had to live with it, and they lost a presidential election because of it.
They have a next one up mentality. They've had it for a while because remember before Biden, it was Clinton, Hillary Clinton. They chose her as a candidate, and she's one of the most despised people in America. Even among Democrats, she didn't have a whole lot of favorable ratings.
Yeah, but I think she was qualified.
Oh, no, I'm not saying she wasn't qualified. Yeah. I'm just saying she wasn't going to win, probably.
Well, she did win the popular vote.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Trump barely won, but that was God's hand. Okay, people, don't write me. I don't know. I did talk to God about that. But I'm just saying, for a man to take Virginia Trump took Virginia. No, he took Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin by the narrowest of margins to be able to pull off the Electoral College vote. But yeah. I do think it was God giving America another chance. I do think that saved us from Hillary Clinton. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues. If you don't agree with that theology, that's fine. We can still be friends. All right, go ahead, Steve.
Catholic University in New Orleans, Loyola University, is denying Turning Point USA a charter application. Now,
well, why?
Well, because the student group that is opposing this, or the student government that's opposing this,
so it's not Tulane University itself.
It's
Loyola, a student group.
Loyola University.
Loyola. I'm sorry,
and
not
it's
Tulane.
Student government,
okay,
which grants those. And the student government says basically that the Turning Point's values do not comport with the school's Jesuit Catholic values, they say. What are those values?
Yeah, yes. What are they?
That Kirk said that queer people, I'm quoting here, are trying to corrupt your children, and that transgenderism and gender fluidity are lies that hurt people and abuse kids. That's what they say, the values that that Loyola doesn't like, that they like transgenderism, they like LGBT, and for somehow reason they say they're Catholic.
Yeah, that's not the teaching of the Catholic Church. No. Teaching of the Catholic Church is pretty strict on moral values in terms of human sexuality. Let me ask you this. By the way, up the road in Baton Rouge, mm-hmm. Governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, he said, quote, we're going to put a challenge out there to the LSU Board of Supervisors to find a place to put a statue of Charlie Kirk to defend freedom of speech on college campuses. So I just applaud.
Wow.
I applaud the governor of Louisiana.
Yep.
Because that would be a great thing to do, is put up a statue of Charlie Kirk. Because Charlie Kirk's, not because of the man himself, although he was a wonderful fella, Charlie Kirk was, by all accounts, is because he stood for freedom of speech on college campuses. Mm-hmm. And so that's how he made his mark, was going to LSU and college campuses all over America and doing debates and promoting the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Students at Utah Valley University, where he was assassinated, are opposing a memorial on the site of his assassination.
The students?
Some students.
Wow.
I think they're, a lot of these college campuses, I think there are more traditional or conservative students there are the far lefties. But the far lefties, They do the protest, and they get the they make the noise, yeah, and they get the cameras on them. I really believe that. I'm talking about in the majority of campuses across America. Listen, tomorrow night there's going to be a Turning Point event at Ole Miss, which hopefully I'm going to get to go to. Mm-hmm. There's going to be over 10,000 people in the basketball arena. That just goes. That's just one example of the power of the Turning Point organization and the message of Charlie Kirk.
Yep, and
Vice President's going to be there.
Vice President there, and also Charlie Kirk's widow.
Yeah, Erica.
Erica is going to be there as well.
And Chris Woodward.
Yeah.
And some other people.
Hopefully I'll be there.
Yep. And we'll report on it Thursday morning.
All right, take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.